FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Etegwini Municipality says 16 people have been left displaced after heavy rains battered parts of the province. Its emergency teams responded to reports of severe damage in Umlazi, south of Durban, where it's understood one resident died. The city says five houses collapsed due to mudslides, with displaced families temporarily moved to a nearby shelter. The municipality says six people were injured and taken to hospital, with one reported to have major injuries. Several roads throughout the city were also severely flooded, causing disruption to bus services, particularly in the north. The municipality says it will advise the public on when the bus services in affected areas will resume. And Eskom says it has enough power supply to meet the long weekend's demand. The power utility implemented stage 2 load shedding on Thursday afternoon after the loss of generation units and higher than expected electricity demand. Spokesperson Daphne Mokoena says emergency reserves are adequate and will be used if necessary.
Planned maintenance continues to ensure system readiness for increased winter demand, to meet regulatory requirements and to ensure environmental compliance. Year to date, 7,164 megawatts of the generation capacity has been under planned maintenance on average. This equates to 15.32% of generation capacity.
And abroad, tight security and increased safety measures are in place as hundreds of thousands of people descend upon St. Peter's Square for the Pope's funeral. Around 50 world leaders and 10 monarchs are set to attend the service later, including US President Donald Trump. Pope Francis died on Monday, aged 88, after he suffered a stroke and heart failure. Sky's Alistair Bruce says scenes in and around Vatican City and Rome will be remarkable.
The chance for those faithful to pay their last respects to Pope Francis will be a mammoth challenge, but one which needs to be performed efficiently and cleanly in order that the funeral take place.
These people in St. Peter's Square remember the pontiff fondly.
He was a very great pope. I'm not Catholic, but I'm also sad.
An important pope for us because it was Argentine. And we are from Argentina.
It's honestly, I think, impressive that he made it to Easter. I think that's almost like a miracle for Italy.
And on the weather front back home, mostly clear skies in KZN, Durban, Margate and Richards Bay reach a high of 24 degrees, Ulundi 23, Pietermaritzburg 22, Kokstad, Ladysmith and Newcastle 21, Underberg and Mooi River 20. In Durban, there's 2.5 metre swells at sea this morning, with sunset at 25 past 5. Follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.